Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down there. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart.
Well, it doesn't sound like too good. How do I word this? It's getting dangerous. It doesn't matter if it's a false flag, this attack upon Putin that they're talking about. Two drones struck the Kremlin. That's the heart, the nerve center of course, Russia. It's a direct attack. Doesn't really matter who did it. We'll probably never know who did it because they're going to just blame whoever they want. But before we get rolling, I wanted you to listen carefully to what this lady, who is a spokesperson for Russia, said not very long ago. She said the Russian people are getting killed with targeting done by U.S. money provided by the U.S., weapons supplied by the United States, and by the hands of a regime that was brought to power by the U.S. as a result of a coup orchestrated by the United States. And, of course, she's talking about Zelensky and the installment of Zelensky as a puppet of NATO and America. Actually, global deep state, if one wants to get down to the foundation of it all. Got to remember one thing. They want their war. They'll do anything to get it. They'll lie, cheat, steal, deceive, delude, whatever. They are mad people. They're insane. The Bible says they're insane. And they don't care how many people they kill. In fact, the more people they kill, the better they like it. The more people they can torture before they die, the better they like that. These people have no conscience whatsoever. Their conscience is seared. They don't have one. All they are is biological computers with an agenda. And that agenda is to bring about the New World Order, a.k.a. Great Reset, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, Larry, you've been really following this Kremlin deal. What happened?
Well, interestingly, I wasn't even aware of it, and really it hadn't made that big a news in America. Of course, that's not unusual. But I saw it this morning. They gave breaking news ticker coverage of it on America's Voice News during the War Room with Steve Bannon. And I was watching that, and I thought, wow, you know, they reported that it was Ukrainian drones that had done a reportedly assassination attempt against Putin at the Kremlin during a parade there or whatever. And so anyway, that's the first I knew of it. Then when I went into research on it, I found a few more situations. The Q Alert finally had it up. The Sun, News had it up. And a few other overseas papers started putting it up that something had happened. And now here's, let me read this. This is Hal Turner, Covert Intelligence, May 3rd. Kind of long, but I'll read it all and then get your opinion. Then we can go on to some follow-up stuff. But it says, updated covert intel, Ukraine drones attack on Russian Kremlin. In early hours of May 3rd, single drone flew over the Kremlin in Moscow and exploded. Kremlin says was an attempt by the Kiev regime to assassinate Russian President Putin. Russian parliament says no more negotiations with Kiev on the war. They also reported the update says the terror attack on the Russian president is an attack on Russia. We demand the use of weapons that are capable of stopping and destroying the Kiev terrorist regime. Russian President Putin has been relocated to his resident secret bunker, And then Medvedev came out with a statement, says we have no options but now to eliminate Zelensky and his regime. So what do you think? And then I can do some updates.
Well, that sounds par for the course. As to who did what, who knows? Was this a global deep state? Was it NATO and America operating? The drones look small. I know something about drones because I have a friend that's got a couple of fairly, they aren't large, but they're, you know, fairly good size. They don't fly and go that far. Makes me wonder, too, the size of them wasn't very big. And so it makes you wonder if somebody didn't launch them very close to the Kremlin to begin with. But who knows? I mean, we did operations, if you read about the United States, 911. We do those kind of things, and we do it to advance an agenda. And this may be just one more deal to advance the agenda. The agenda, of course, being to ignite World War III and to get it up to a nuclear exchange, which, by the way, that ne'er-do-well erstwhile noise, speaking about the United States, said there will be a nuclear exchange. This is what we're in the Book of Revelation, of course, implies that it is a nuclear hit that America takes. And you just don't know. I mean, remember Jesus Christ warned us and told us that the last days were going to be nothing but lies and deceptions and everything else. So you have to look at the bottom line always. The bottom line is the global deep state wants its new world order, a.k.a. Great Reset, no matter what they have to do to bring about this global Antichrist government. So it's going to be very interesting to see how Russia, what Russia decides to do. Anyway, here's some headlines before you get into that you wanted to read. Here's from Drudge, which is kind of interesting. Russia says Putin survives assassination attempt. Well, of course, there's no way a drone, unless they could blow that Kremlin up, and I don't think he was even there. He might have been. Drone attack on the Kremlin. Residents targeted. No evidence provided. Inconsistencies in the stories. Was it a false flag? Ukraine denies any involvement. NATO warns undersea pipelines and cables could be targeted. Moscow threatens nuke revenge. What do you think, Larry? You got more I know you wanted to get into now.
Well, what's interesting also is the, I guess you could say the Biden regime has more reason now to bring a war or bring a big trouble because apparently reported today, Comer and the Republicans have broke through that veneer of his corruption and found out more information about what he was involved with as vice president involving NATO, I mean, not NATO, Kyiv and Ukraine that caused Trump, because Trump called Ukraine, to actually get impeached for doing that, for calling Ukraine. So this plan's been in the works a while since Obama. Obama began all of this with apparently Biden in charge. And they broke it through the veneer. There's somebody in the deep state that from they're indicating is whistleblown and knew the details about meetings and peoples and all that with Biden. Not Hunter, the real Joe Biden. So this is serious, Stuart. They're going to have to do something. They can't ride this out. So anyway, with that said, there was the Q alert from the Sun said Russia threatens nuclear retaliation after reporting Ukraine of trying to assassinate Putin with drone strikes from the Kremlin. I listened also to information from Israeli News Live, Ukraine drones attack on the Kremlin, Russia warned of retaliation, and he was saying, his insiders were saying it's very serious. I listened to a video from Amir Safadi in Israel, and, you know, he's really into a lot of the intel, behold Israel, and he said this is very, very dangerous, very, very serious. As a matter of fact, he had to think of how to say his words carefully, not to give what he knows away. His question was, did Ukraine try to kill Putin? And he said, no matter whether that's true or not, he said, this is a disaster that's just happened. And he said, we haven't seen anything yet. And then strangesounds.org, by the way, they're on Substack now. They put out one and said, if Russia ever needs a caveat to begin a major war, they now have it in hand. Then let me get to, and I'm going to have to think how to say this, Stuart, to get your, do you want to comment on any of that, and then I'll go into more details.
Well, I can get into some of the things here that Medvedev had to say. Now, I want you guys out there to listen very carefully to how he words some of this. The first one's kind of benign. He says, tonight, the armed forces of the Russian Federation carried out a group missile strike with long-range air and sea-based high-precision weapons at the facilities of the military-industrial complex of Ukraine. Now, this is something that you really got to pay attention to. Medvedev has been, and I believe, Larry, he's the main spokesman now for Russia. It seems like he is the key spokesman. And I've never had any, how do I say, denials by Putin on anything that Medvedev has said. This is what he says. This is really deadly. Our main task, now this is Medvedev, this is Russia, is completely different. Do you get my drift? What was the original intent? Ukraine, and just reconsolidate Donbass and a few of those places and defend Crimea. That was what it was about. It was, what was that one called? A military operation or special operation of some sort. It wasn't called a war. Listen to what he says now. Our main task is completely different. This is a huge change. Coming from the chairman of their security commission in Russia. This is top dog. This is what he says. To inflict a devastating defeat on all enemies, the Ukrainians, the United States, their minions in NATO, including vile Poland and other Western nits. What do you think?
Well, I think that's rather serious. And by the way, something else that Medvedev and a couple of the parliament members put out the other day, there was a leaked map from NATO that basically showed Russia broken up into 41 different countries. That was the plan. NATO was going to destroy Russia and break it up into 41 countries. And Medvedev's comment at the time that never made the news, I saw it, but it never made the news over here, was that if they decided there would be no Russia, then Russia had already decided there will be no United States, and there will be no Europe, and there will be no NATO. So that's how it will play out.
Well, yes, he has said before, and so hasn't Putin, that nobody wins this war. Nobody wins a nuclear war. And people just don't realize how deadly serious this is. And they're going to be crawling out from under radioactive ruins if they survive. Now, you got to remember, folks, it was the United States of America that dropped the nuclear bombs, atomic bombs, on Nagasaki. And what was the other one, Larry? Can't think of the other name.
Hiroshima.
Yep. Okay, two. We're the first nation in the history of known history. We know now from ancient Indian literature that there was an atomic war way back then. This is not new. Remember, there is nothing new under the sun. What was will be again, and now we're watching this play out one more time. But the Bible says that render unto Babylon, I know a lot of people don't want to believe that America's Babylon the Great, but it is. Doesn't matter whether they believe it or not. It is. And it says render unto her double, unto her double. Well, that's four times. Four times what? Four times two, eight. So we're going to have a minimum of eight major U.S. cities totally devastated by a nuclear attack. And it says this attack comes over the poles from the North country. Well, all you got to do is get out a globe and take a look at who is directly north over the poles. It's Russia. And they've been moving their nukes around, folks. Their ICBMs are being moved around. And Larry's got other news about nukes, I think. I don't know what you can say and what you can't. But there's some inside intelligence coming out about some very ominous, if it's true, and who knows, how do you vet this stuff? Probably just hit everybody by surprise. But anyway, I know you had more you wanted to say.
Well, I was going to just tell people to keep a heads up, probably tonight and tomorrow and maybe all the way through the rest of this week and this weekend. This may not play out as quick as people think. I'm trying to think how I'm going to say this. This is Hal Turner, Covert Intelligence. He titled it Bulletin Flash Urgent Covert Nuclear Intelligence. And he says, Russia, two nuclear warheads removed from storage. And then he left it there. And but he, you know, named some locations. Apparently, I'll just say apparently, and this is, by the way, this is you know, source intelligence, you know, and, you know, it's raw, so you can't vet it particularly. But it seems to indicate there's a possibility of a strike, a big strike on Kyiv and possibly other locations in Ukraine tonight. And according to some Russian language, it may be unimaginable. In other words, nothing like we've seen to now. The interesting thing is also that I found telling, Stuart, was the fact that about the time this failed, according to the intelligence that came in, and some of it was confirmed, apparently Zelensky was immediately flew out of Kyiv to Helsinki, Finland, and because of what is going on, Finland told Zelensky he couldn't stay there any longer for protection. He had to leave Finland. They would not allow him to stay, which means if Zelensky's in Helsinki, Finland, he just put a target, even maybe a nuclear target on Finland. Well, they made him leave, so he was flown, I suppose, you know, whoever's flying him, NATO supposedly. The reports are and says it was confirmation that he'd been flown to the Netherlands, and I suppose the cover story is he has meetings in the Netherlands with NATO. I would imagine they're trying to keep him out of sight and hidden. However, what's really interesting is the fact that as all of this comes together, we seem to be seeing something strange happening in Russia, even like you produced that language, and it talks about you know, how that it appears, if this is true now, I'm just going to say, if this is true, that very possibly into tonight, our night time, if you will, in other words, it's getting late here, Central Time, but tonight into tomorrow, there may be some massive attacks on Ukraine. These may be huge. They're also, from some of the intel, if it's true, I can't vet it, if the information about the nukes and the planes that may be being linked up together, if this gets out of hand with the conventional weapons, and Russia may use something like bunker busters. You know, they've got ship killer missiles. They may
yes.
use them on... They may use them on federal buildings and such in Ukraine. They could just literally wipe Ukraine out, and we don't know. But if NATO gets involved, they can certainly use nukes. They could actually use nukes now, Stuart, against Ukraine itself since an attack on the Kremlin. You know, no matter who caused it, it happened. And, you know, Ukraine had just hit the Sevastopol port and oil facility, and you saw
yes.
pictures of that just a couple of days ago. So they're using
yep.
their drones to attack Russia. So here we are.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. Here's another quote from Dmitry Medvedev. And I'm not sure I'm pronouncing his name right, but that's good enough. Massive, and the answer to it, in other words, all this stuff that they've done to Russia, the answer to it can only be, one, massive destruction of personnel and military equipment used by the Nazi regime during the counteroffensive, with the infliction of the maximum military defeat on the armed forces of Ukraine. Two, the complete defeat of the enemy and the final overthrow of the Nazi regime in Kiev with its complete demilitarization throughout the borders of Ukraine. The implementation of acts, this is number three, the implementation of acts of retribution against key figures of the Nazi regime, regardless of their location, and without statute of limitations. In other words, we're going to find whoever they wish to target, no matter how long it takes, and they're going to take them out. Something has changed in the leadership of Russia with Medvedev and Putin and the top military command. And, you know, you can poke a bear. I put out a blog today on Substack, and I pointed that out. You can poke a bear only so many times. It's like kicking a sleeping dog. And I know from firsthand experience, because I had a very large St. Bernard, and this neighbor kid used to come over and poke him when he was sleeping. Well, one day, he decided to kick the dog, and the dog bit him, nearly took his face off. And I thought, oh boy, here we go, big lawsuit. No, the family said he deserved it. He deserved what he got. And that taught him a lesson he needed to know. Well, let's apply that whole thing to NATO and the United States and insane, senile Biden and all his cronies and Obama and the rest of them who want to do this new world order and apply the same thing. They're kicking the dog. They're kicking the bear. The bear's going to get extremely violent. The Bible tells us. Russia, I believe, is Gog and Magog. I know a lot of people don't believe that. I believe it. I believe that's the correct interpretation of it. Now, it may involve Turkey and other allies as well. But when you look at the description of the countries that are involved in this final conflict that takes down the United States, clearly, Russia is the leader of the whole thing. Now, whether that is Putin or Medvedev or somebody we don't know yet, I don't know. Anyway, here's another statement. The Speaker of the Russian Parliament. Now, these guys are heavyweights. This is your upper crust that we're dealing with. And this is what is so dangerous, because our world leaders are now coming right out in the open and talking like this. Anyway, Speaker of the Russian Parliament, Volodin, I guess, Volodin, an intimate Putin ally, appeared to demand a nuclear strike on Ukraine. He raged, an attack on the president is an attack on Russia. There can be no negotiations. We will demand the use of weapons and are capable of stopping and destroying the Kiev terrorist regime. Moscow's nuclear doctrine clearly states their forces can use nuclear weapons when the country's very existence is at risk. Russian authorities who have launched a terrorism probe claim they downed two unmanned aerial vehicles aimed at the presidential complex, where Putin is known to increasingly live during the war. So what do you think, Larry?
Well, I think this thing is I think this is just expanding. And by the way, I met your huge dog that when I was up in Wisconsin that time. So I know that was an awful big dog.
You don't,
one thing I wanted to, huh?
Yeah, you don't kick a big dog, do you?
I knew
too
better.
Many times.
but another thing that was broke today is that something we didn't know about, Stitchfield on America's Voice News broke the story today that that Biden basically and all of them have shut down any of our obtaining our own uranium. We have been depending for the last couple of years for the uranium sources from Russia and China, even to fuel our nuclear submarine, Stuart. The American people don't have a clue. They have slept through the whole thing. And if you think that if we go to war, Russia and China is going to help America with their uranium problems, you got another thing coming. This is extremely serious.
Yeah, and the whole rhetoric of Medvedev has really taken a sharp, sharp turn, along with Putin. I think they've reached the end of their patience. We've crossed a number of red lines that Putin laid down, and he did nothing about it. You cannot do that forever, or you lose the people that you're supposed to be leading, because they'll just replace you eventually and say, well, you're not doing anything to help us, so out you go. Here's another thing that was said. Russia has warned that military aid makes the U.S. and NATO de facto direct participants in the conflict. Moscow has also repeatedly accused Ukraine of using United States-made weapons such as Hamas, multiple rocket launchers, and the M777 howitzers to kill civilians. Again, you can't keep doing this with all the warnings that are coming out. Now, the Bible indicates that the attack upon the United States is a complete and utter surprise. Nobody expected it. It comes out of the blue, which tends to imply anyway that even our American military did not really expect this to happen. And our military goes hiding, if you will. According to the J.J. Allen vision, he said that our military doesn't do anything. They can hide in their hidey holes. And it's really a bad, bad scene. And we're watching all of this right now kind of tighten itself up. It's as though the Lord has said, you know, I've had about enough of all you people here on planet Earth. I gave you my son. You have laughed at him, scoffed at him, mocked him. So now maybe it's time for a little bit of punishment. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I think why would we think God's going to jump in here and help us when our military is totally woke and has just released a drag queen to work to try to draw people into our military? You think God approves of that? He don't wink forever.
No, it's funny, but it's so sad. You know, if you didn't laugh, you'd cry. That's basically where it's at. And folks, you kind of almost have to develop a sense of humor about this, because otherwise you just can't really, it's so serious what's going on. And that's not the only thing that's going on. I mean, there's all kinds of things happening all over the place. And stuff that's, let me scroll back here. Got anything else you want to bring up, Larry, while I scroll back here?
Oh, I thought we only heard 30 minutes.
No, I put on another 15 because of this. I knew this was going to be serious and we'd be doing some stuff. So.
Okay. Well, I'll share this. While you're looking at that, matter of fact, I also wanted to say we've got another explosive situation. You and I have talked about it privately, about this situation at the southern border.
Yes.
I've heard all day about how they're sending 1,500 U.S. troops down there to actually facilitate, it appears, the influx of 700,000 aliens. And apparently Texas is buckering up their border, and they started today, as I shared with you, Stuart, they started today slowing all the traffic coming from the south. They may not be able to control the bridges, but they can block the bridges, because if they're in Texas soil, to heck with the bridge. Stuart, we're going to have a standoff between the feds and the Biden administration and deep state and certain states, Stuart, and this is very disastrous. One other thing let me share real quick, because this don't happen very often. I'd been reading a book, or I hadn't read the book. I was looking at a book, Bobby Ackert, and I told you he's kind of like a guy that's like a Tom Clancy, if you will. And he writes things that are interesting, but he's got a new book coming out soon called Fracture. Well, that's no big deal. I was thinking about it. I thought, well, that must mean there's an earthquake novel he's working on. And so anyway, later on I was taking a prayer walk, because I do these prayer walks, and I wasn't thinking of the author, Bobby Ackert, or his book or anything. And suddenly it was like the Lord, that word fracture just jumped into my face in the spirit, and now this is what I feel like I got, and this was May 2nd, yesterday, 11:45 a.m., my early morning prayer, well, it's not early morning, but almost noon prayer walk. This is the word I feel like I got in my spirit, because I walked right back home and wrote it down. He says, they are trying in the trans movement to fracture the children's souls, Stuart.
Wow.
And what kind of warning does Jesus himself give if you deny that, if you're doing something to those children to cause them not to even be able to come to him, to understand his word, to understand his forgiveness, to understand his salvation, they can't understand it. If they fracture those children and this trans movement, which is so perverted, I can't even get into it without getting mad. This
it's
is insanity, Stuart, and again, I'll repeat, God will not wink at this forever.
Oh, no. In fact, I think he'd stop winking already. I think we're in for it. yeah. There's no end to it. There's no end to they want to destroy the children. And it'd be better for them then they'd be thrown in, well, how does Jesus word it? A millstone be tied around their neck and be thrown in the sea.
Sea, yeah.
Yep, that's how he feels about it. So all you teachers out there, if you're part of this, repent now while you still have time. You don't be woke. These schools are totally communistic. They're designed to destroy our next generation. America is going down. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. And we have to tell the truth here, whether people like it or don't like it. Here's a headline, IRS hiring armed agents. Well, that's not new, but a member of Congress said, nah, we'll just defund them and we're going to do something. Well, they haven't. IRS hiring agents willing to use deadly force and surveillance in all 50 states. 350 jobs have now been made available. Why does an IRS agent need to be armed in the first place? Who are these people, and what is really going on? You might remember a long time ago, Obama made a cryptic comment about his internal security force, and that it would be larger than our military. And right after, or soon after that, government agencies were buying up all kinds of, like, AK-47s, AR-15s, hollow point ammunition by the millions of rounds. Here's another headline: EPA getting weapons and training. New non-law enforcement agencies like the IRS and the EPA spend billions on guns and ammunition, Watchdog says. Federal agencies, blah, 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 have spent nearly $4 billion in taxpayer funds on guns, ammunition, and other military-style equipment. For what? Why would they do that? Well, obvious. They expect full-scale revolution. That's why. They expect full-scale martial law. That's why. Folks, this is going to go down sooner or later. We don't know if it's 2023, 2024, 2025. We don't know how long this is going to take. But it's not good news. Let's put it that way. There's stuff going on here that a lot of people just were not being reported. What else you got, Larry, you want to bring up?
Well, I was just going to mention that I think that especially God's people, they may have been awakened. I won't use the word woke. Awakened means you opened your eyes, but it don't mean your brain's working, okay? And I think that, you know, most of the godly people in America literally don't have a clue how to live other than the way they've lived for 20, 30, 40 years in America, depending on a central government. If we don't have a paradigm shift of thinking and begin to listen to the Lord, follow his instructions, and think local, we will not survive even if we're here longer.
Yeah. Yep. And then we've got the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization all marrying themselves together to forge this great reset, this new world order. The United Nations is a very, very dangerous, dangerous organization. I'm going to get into that on one of my blogs. It's people don't realize that the United Nations is right there in biblical prophecy. Daniel told us all about the United Nations, and here it is. Anyway, while that's going on, as they're building all this stuff up and they're moving towards this digital currency, digital wallet that's run totally by the government, it's just more draconian control over people. Anyway, here's just a few headlines. Is the U.S. facing a retail apocalypse? More than 800 big box retail stores are set to close across this nation this year, including Bed and Bath and Beyond, Walmart, Gap, and Party City. Another headline, bank stocks alert. Are we going into a depression? The answer is yes. In only 4 months of 2023, another headline, there have been 70 major bankruptcies. Ooh, bankruptcies. Well, folks, think about this. All these brick-and-mortar stores closing, most of them probably had at least 5 to 10 employees. You start multiplying that out, and then you look at how the layoffs and all of that took place. And just about everywhere you go, you've got help wanted signs. Well, with all these people being laid off, what are they, drawing unemployment rather than trying to find another job? There's something really, really odd going on. Here's another headline. Uh-oh, 3 more banks. Stock trades halted. Stocks plunging. The Chronicle reported Tuesday morning. Now, Tuesday morning's a huge retail. I had never even heard of them, so I looked it up. They're a big, big store. Was granted a request to allow Hilco Global to sell all of its merchandise. Tuesday morning has stores in 25 states that will be closing. They have over 400 stores. 487 stores in 40 states. Company was founded in Dallas, Texas, 1974. That means all the employees at Tuesday Morning's headquarters will even lose their jobs. The demise of Tuesday Morning comes amid a massive shakeup in the retail industry. Here's another one. Subway closed 500 stores in 2022 as it grapples with overexpansion and stale menus as its longtime owners explore a $10 billion sale. Folks, you're watching a train wreck, an economic train wreck. Your banks will be closed. Your ATMs will be closed. I believe that a derivative destruction or failure will close the stock market. Everything will close. David Wilkinson, in his vision, said that everything closed for 6 months. Can you survive for 6 months? And if so, how are you going to do it? What are your cities going to be like if all of this actually goes down, and if we lost electric power through an EMP? The sun is also acting up. Why do you suppose all this is happening? Well, I'll tell you why. We're in the last days. We're under judgment. You cannot take the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, and then turn your back on them without expecting all the curses. You will find them in Deuteronomy chapter 28. All of that applies to the United States of America as well as other nations. Another headline, hold on to your wallets. A new world currency could be in the making courtesy of BRICS. They're going to go to a digital currency. Isn't that amazing? Just like Klaus Schwab. And the World Economic Forum has said, you had sunspot activity, Larry, before we close. We've got a couple of minutes. Can you brief us on what's going on there?
Well, let me give you a follow-up on what you've been talking about. I was watching Cash Patel this morning on America's yep. Voice News. And if you're still watching Fox, you're not going to learn anything. But America's Voice News has Cash Patel on, who indicated that 2 years ago, Joe Biden signed the information, an executive order to direct the digital currency into focus and to begin doing it. And now, with the banks coming down, he is literally nationalizing all the banks in this nation without people being aware of it. He's got his fist wrapped around the throat of this entire country, and basically the American people are unknowledgeable of what is going on. I don't know, but, you know, and as a matter of fact, I want to make a point what you said, but I wanted to remind people there's a delineation or a division between judgment and wrath. You can be in judgment, and then there's wrath. They're two very different things, and so
that's right.
People need to think on that, but I just wanted to say that the sun is acting up. It's never quit. There was two M-class flares. One was a large one, an M7.2 today. The sun was bright, so that means more energized particles, more solar activity, more geomagnetic storms. It doesn't let up, Stuart.
Yep, and that means probably earthquakes, volcanic activity, because it has a direct effect on all that, as well as our health. And we'll get into some of that. We've talked about it before. Anyway, folks, serious business. And whether it occurs now or whether the Lord holds up his hand and says not yet, not until 2024, not until 2025, or whenever, but it is coming, and we have to prepare. And the hurricane season, by the way, is supposed to be a very bad one this year. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Heads up, take care, and we'll just pray that the cool heads prevail. Anyway, good night. Take care.